Hello.
Hi, this is Maya calling from customer support. May I have your zip code?
45415.
Just one moment. 45415.
Correct.
And could you verify your first and last name for me?
William Jackson.
And could you also verify your shipping address?
446 Shadywood Drive, Dayton, Ohio, 45415.
All right, thank you so much for that information. Just allow me one moment to look over your account. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for holding. So I do see your account. I do see you have our Primo Cortesto and our Primo Core. How are the products working for you?
Well, that's what I'm calling for because, well, I don't use one of them anyway, but they took it on my account, and they shouldn't have, but I called your company before, and they said that that my bank didn't take it out, but my bank did because I'm looking at it, and so she said give her a call back when I get to my bank because the bank gave me an inquiry shows that I did take it out my account.
Okay, now I do see you did start our 14-day trial on February 28th of two
No,
thousand and
this is for May. This is for May.
yes, sir.
And
I'm getting to it.
okay.
Yes, sir. You did the 14-day trial. You started it on February 28th. The 14-day trial states in the terms and conditions that you signed when you were making your payment that within that trial, in the event that you think the product is not for you, you give us a call back before that trial is over and you won't be
Ma'am,
billed.
I get that part. I get that part. What my dispute is, you say you didn't take 490 out of my account and you did. That's the dispute. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, sir. I do see those charges that you're speaking of on April 2nd of
No.
94-96, and then
No,
April.
it's not April, this is for May.
We don't have any. We didn't take anything out for May.
Okay, so well, it came out of my account in May. That's the reason I'm here now. You got two things coming.
The transactions that I see is April 2nd, 2020 of 94-96, then April 2nd, 2020 of 94-90, and then April 30th, 94-96, and then April 30th again of 94-90. Those are the only transactions that we have taken. All the other transactions that were made in March, they were declined. We didn't take anything out this month.
You did this month because I'm looking right at it.
So I don't see that on. Are you sure it's May?
Yeah. Looking at the activity date and the business date. Do you need to talk to them or what? Because you told me to come back down so you can talk to the banks, and now you're telling me something different.
I can speak with them, but those charges are not on the account.
Hello. You need to talk to him or no?
Th That's fine. I don't mind talking to him, but like I said, those charges aren't. We didn't take that out. The last time we took anything out of your account was on April 30th. We didn't even attempt to take anything out in May.
She said they didn't attempt to take anything out in May, but that might be what they said was the 30th. That's the same, about basically the same thing, isn't it? They said that they didn't attempt to take anything out in May, but the only transaction they say now, what they didn't tell me before, was April the 30th. So that's probably the same thing, isn't it? He's gonna pull up my account right now.
Okay.
That account is closed, correct?
Are you talking to me, sir?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I don't see where they canceled your, where they closed your account. No, sir.
It should be closed. Close it. If my account is open with you, I'll close it.
Okay, give me one moment.
So they give me two different answers. Now I'm here at the bank, is a different answer. But yeah, that the case that will make more sense then. You're saying that it didn't come, that y'all didn't, it wasn't made as a payment, which it was.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get you counseled out, so you won't receive any more packages, nor will there be any more money taken out of your account.
Well, I haven't got a package yet for the ones y'all just took out. Since you said it took out April the 30th, I haven't got nothing.
Let's see. Order. It said your order was canceled. No, that's not it. Just give me one moment. Let me see what's going on with your shipment. It shipped out on May 1st. Let me see where it's located. Just one moment. It is on its way to USPS. It doesn't give me a date exactly when it will be to you, but it is on the way to you.
Okay. So the account is closed, correct? Cause
yes,
I told you before to close it, and it still ain't closed it. But...
Yes, sir, I did. I closed it. Before I closed it, though, it wasn't closed. So I did go ahead and close out your account. You still will receive those shipments. We don't take orders back, so you can just keep it. Would you like that cancellation number?
Oh, let's see. Yes. Yes, I might as well. Yeah.
All right. It's going to be.
Go ahead.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, D as in dog, A as in alpha, D as in dog, 10, C as in Charlie, 59, B as in boy, 7.
Okay. Okay, and that was canceled. What date?
I'm sorry?
Today's date. You got it, today's date, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. Appreciate it, ma'am.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
No, to kind of sum it up, because when I called before, they said they didn't get it, but actually they did get it, but yours make more sense than what they tell me. You know, they said that it didn't go through. They mean it didn't go through on that maybe in March or whatever day it was, but it did go through in May or April.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you cleared it out. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, sir, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.